Hi, I'd like to thank all of you. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, much better.
Oh, I don't know what happened, but that radio came on. The devil's a liar. That's all I know. Well, anyway, I'd like to thank you guys for joining us live here with Real Talk with Shirley and Sherry, along with Healing Life's Hurts Ministry. Today's topic is just going to be an open discussion and prayer request, and we ask that you continue to lift Sherry and myself up to continue to do the will of God in our lives as well as your lives today. Lift up those today who are saved and those who are lost. Lift up those who are hurting and in need of a Savior and the healing of their body, mind, spirit, and soul. You can call in at 1-347-857-1194 for today's topic, open discussion and prayer requests. Hi, Sherry. Are you on the line today?
I'm here, Shirley. How are you?
I am good and highly flavored and blessed. How are you?
Amen. Amen.
We see God working miracles, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, all around us.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes. We don't have any callers right now, so we're just going to talk amongst ourselves until we get some callers, if that's all right. Sherry was texting me this morning, and she was just telling me, and God came through and he showed favor in her life. And I text her back and I said, you know what? God showed favor in my life this morning too, amen. I said, that was just so awesome because I was talking to the Lord this morning and I was telling him, Lord, you know, I just want to do what you want me to do and say and go and just prepare me to do what you want me to do. And in my devotional, it said that, it says this, it says, Lord, what next? And it comes out of Psalms 25, 4 and 5. And it says, start your day saying, I'm excited about this day. God, I can hardly wait to see what you're going to do. I believe you're going to keep me, help me, bless me, and give me favor. I love you, Father, and I'm waiting on you, Lord, and I'm listening to you. As God puts into your spirit everything he wants you to know, ask him to show you the things he wants you, things that are to come, and what you're supposed to do with it. He will give you direction, and you will have much to praise him for today. And I don't know about y'all, but we got breath in our body. We got another day to help somebody and another day to praise the Lord. So we have something to praise the Lord for. Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, too. And, you know, Sister Shirley, this morning while I was praying, you know, I was thinking about everything that's going on in the world today, you know, and there's a lot to bring people down all the time and worry us, you know. And it's just it's a fast-paced, chaotic world that we live in. Everything in the world just seems to be just like coming so fast. It's so hard to deal with, so much bad news. But, you know, there was a question that the Lord brought to my attention, and it says, he asked me, he says, do you believe, Sherry, that we can walk on water in this world today with all the chaos that's going on? And the scripture that he brought to my mind was Matthew 11, 28, 29. It was two scriptures where it says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You know, learn of me, be interested in me, want to learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. You know, and in this world today, in this society that we live in, you know, we see all that's going on, and we're surrounded by hopelessness and confusion. And there was a statistic that I was reading the other day that really, you know, amazed me, that there was a survey that was done, and there was 8.6 7 million Americans, American adults, and that's not counting the teenagers and stuff, that contemplated serious thoughts of suicide, you know, because they felt so overwhelmed and tempted to despair, you know, because of the storm that was around them. They just couldn't deal with it. They couldn't find strength. But you know what? There's a scripture that we can go to, and it's in Isaiah 59:1, that we can find strength in that scripture. And it says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, and it cannot, that it cannot save. It's not too short that it can't be, you know, we can't get help. And neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear. He always hears us. You know, that's just awesome revelation to me. That scripture right there just speaks to me, and it's there. It's there for me. It's there for whoever needs help to let us know that his hand is never too short, no matter where we are, no matter what we're going through. It can help us.
Right.
He's there, ready to reach out to us in every storm.
We need to realize and understand that God hasn't, God has been where we have been, and he's been through the worst of it, and he went through it for us, and he didn't have nobody, because his father couldn't even look upon sin that he took upon himself for us on the cross. So can you imagine the loneliness that he felt, and the desperation,
mm-hmm.
because he knew he did not want to give up on us. He had to do this to save us and to prepare a place for us of a home and eternity, you know, and he was alone. We're not alone. That's why God gave us, you know, you just brought this to my, you know, he just, you know, prayer. He gave us prayer. It's the next best thing we can do for ourselves and our families and our loved ones. But the first greatest thing to accept is Jesus as Lord and Savior of our lives, right?
Amen.
So he gave
us that.
Go ahead.
We must do that first, Sister Shirley. We have to do that first. We have to accept him, you know.
That's what I said. That was the second greatest thing, was prayer. The first is the greatest, is
amen.
Accept Jesus. Yes, and it's like I said, we might feel alone and heavy laden and burdened down so heavy, you know, that we just feel like we just can't get out underneath that pile of rocks. But, you know, God gave us an instruction. He gave us his Bible as an instruction to teach us how to pray, how to do spiritual warfare, and how to witness to others, and how to stand in the gap of others that need to know how to love, to be loved, to forgive, to be forgiven. And it's a promise of eternal life for those of us who accept him and his word. It is life to all believe in him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just tell you, I feel the power of God.
All morning. Surely, I just rejoiced in the Lord, and he did. He moved in something tremendously for me this morning. A knock come on the door, and the Lord sent the results to me, and I'm like, that's awesome, Lord, you know. And when we scoot out and we scoot up to the table with him, you know, we're his, and he's going to take care of us. He will take care of us. Whatever we need, he's there to take care of us.
Amen.
We'd like callers to call in. The number is 1-347-857-1194. If you have a prayer request that you would like us to take down, I have prayer books here at home. I'm sure that Sister Shirley does too, and in our churches. And I go to 3 and 4 different churches, but I'm a member of one. But I just, you know, I just think that it's time for the body of Christ to come together. And I give those names and stuff, and the prayer request is out, and they're on our sites, and we're just praying for each other all the time, you know. So that's why we've opened it up today. We felt the need to just open it up, let the callers call in with their prayer request. We'll pray with you right here, right now,
sure.
And then we'll continue on with it. We'll keep it going. So
well, I got a prayer request already for a caller that called in. It's a little 9-year-old girl. It didn't say if it was a girl or boy, but the G-A-B-I, Gabby, 9-year, having brain surgery today, and asked that we request that we would lift that little person up, and that's exactly what we're going to do, because we know God's able to do above and beyond what we even ask or think, and he is a God of death. That makes things possible that we see impossible. So today, Lord, we just lift up Gabby to you, Father God, and we know that you're going to touch and heal and and restore, Father God, and you're going to bring about a speedy recovery on this person, and you're going to give them joy, Lord, and not much pain, Father, and we just thank you, we praise you, we love you, and we say it done, and we stand in agreement, because it says in Matthew 18 and 10, for where there are two or three gathered in my name, together there I am in the midst of this. And, Father, we trust in you, and we thank you, and we praise you for this, Father. We love you, Lord, and bless the person that called in and sent this request in, Father God. What a mighty testimony we're going to have from for you all on the next show, and we just thank you for that. I like, Sherry, I like 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. It says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So no matter what we go through, sis, if we just rejoice and praise God and speak through him throughout the day, that's praying without ceasing. But we have to give thanks in the bad things, too, because it's for our good, but it's for his glory. Amen.
Just excited. You know, and that, a story that come to my mind there a while ago was on the Sea of Galilee, you know, when that storm arose, you know, and the disciples were out there, you know, and I just pictured it in my mind that they were rolling and bailing water from the boat, and even though they had been on that sea many, many times, you know, they had experience, but their efforts was, you know, futile against this contrary sea, you know. It was just so out of rage. And in that storm, Jesus was walking close by. And just as he always is in our situation, he is there even for us like he was in that storm there for them. And even though we are fearful, we also can look to him and we can hear him say, you know, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Be not afraid. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm telling you, I feel like I'm growing. Hallelujah.
I know. And, you know, a lot of people, they don't understand that, you know, God sends ministers to them and friends and groups and people and church members and pastors and evangelists to stand beside them. And it tells them, you know, friends, we serve a mighty God who loves us, and he does not want us loaded down with the problems of this world. It is so important, Sherry, to have others stand in agreement with us, with them and with us, you know, for their prayers. Yes, it sure does. And it says, like you read earlier, and, you know, cast your cares.
Yes, amen. That's all we got to do, you know, and it's so hard. It's hard while you're going through it. That's why you need the others that God sends your way to remind you that that's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. You got to release it and give it to him, you know. But he's there. He's there waiting, you know. Still there, sis? Hallelujah.
Are you there? Sorry about that. We
had some
kind of technical difficulty. We had a technical difficulty. Sorry about that. I apologize. But the Lord worked it out. What the devil meant for harm, the Lord turned it out for the good. Amen. Well, I was trying to tell you in 1 Peter 5:7, you were talking about cast your cares upon him, and that's God, and he will sustain you, and he will never let the righteous be forsaken, amen. God may not give us a yes to each and every one of our prayers, but he's going to give us an answer.
Amen.
He doesn't
amen,
say
but
that
he will.
Go ahead, honey.
We got a caller.
No, I was listening to you. I was interrupting you, and I apologize for that.
Okay, I thought we had a caller in there with us.
No.
You know, we can do like Peter did there, where I was talking about that story. We can be like Peter. We can hear him, or is the storm so bad in our lives, you know, that sometimes we don't hear him call out to us and say, come, you know. Can we keep our eyes fixed on him, you know, even though, you know, we are walking over some rough terrain and some rough waves, you know, and that storm around us is so chaotic and so noisy, you know. But when Peter started to sink, He did not rely on his own abilities. And he didn't try to swim back to the shore or even back to the boat. He looked to the one who could help him rise above the raging waters, rise above all that noise. Hallelujah, you know. And that's what we can do also, Sister Shirley.
That's right. And that's what we're here to do, to help people feel like they're sinking, you know. Pull them up. Pull them out with prayer. Pull them out with God's word, you know, and that's what God's put us here for. You brought to my remembrance about that story about Moses, you know. He was kind of a stern person, and, you know, he finally got fed up because he just couldn't figure out what's going on, you know, and this is just paraphrasing for myself. And what did he do? He marched up that hill, and he said, I'm going to talk to this God, and I'm going to see what he wants from me. And that's when he come back down that hill, and what happened, Sherry? He had the glow, Shekinah glory on him because he had been touched by God Almighty. God gave him the Ten Commandments. God gave him such a glow and an anointing on his life. Girl, and he walked back down there, but he went through the wilderness with them people for 40 years because they were disobeying God. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to keep going around that same old mountain I've been going around before.
Either.
I want to give it to God and let him take care of it. Let him get rid of it for me, because that's what God promises. I'll take care of you. I'll give you an answer. I'll even speak to you when you call for me. I want that Shekinah glory. I want that anointing on my life, girl. I just love the Lord.
Yeah. Me too. Sister Shirley, call that number off again, because I know there's, you know, if I know there's people listening to us right now, and you know, I know that everybody's got problems, and if you don't have nothing else to pray about, you know, pray for me and Shirley. Pray for this us
Amen.
And this community, you know, that God has called us into. Pray for us, you know. But
Amen.
I know that's in prayer. We want you to call in today. We're here for you. We're not here just to talk to each other. We have our phone numbers for each other, and we can talk to each other anytime. We're here to listen.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. God's work and you know, and the kingdom work, to fill up the kingdom of heaven, you know, and to lead others into him and to help those that's hurting. So we're here today for you all. Amen.
Well, the number to call again is 1-347-857-1194. I want to talk
Amen.
About this.
On you.
In John 13:34, says, I saw you post that on the page earlier on the Healing Life Hurts group on Facebook, and it says, I have loved you, also love one another. My favorite scripture is in Isaiah 46:4. Even in your old age and your hair turns gray, I am he, and I will take care of you. I made you, and I will carry you, and I will take care of you, and I will rescue you. You know, sometimes I hear a lot of people, excuse me, up in age, and they feel like they don't know, they don't have nothing left to do. They feel like they're dried up, Sherry, and it just breaks my heart. And my mama was the same way. She told me one day, she said, Shirley, I just feel like I'm not being used, and I'm useless, and I don't even know why God keeps me here, she said. Because I don't feel like I'm doing anything, and I just don't feel like I can. I said, Mama, you know what a mother can do? And she said, what? I said, Mama, you can talk to everybody and tell them your experience with God. You can tell them what he's done for you. But most of all, you lift your children up in prayer, those who are not saved in our family. And you're the backbone of this family, Mom. You keep us lifted up in prayer, because if you don't, who else is going to?
Amen. And you know, Sister Shirley, nobody can tell your story like you can tell it. And even
Amen.
To the people out there that's hurting, you know, nobody can tell your testimony like you can tell it, because you know what you're talking about, you know. And you can tell it because you know. You know, and the Lord will bring you through it. Amen. Yes,
that's
he will. He will through it.
Yes, he will. And I just love the Lord, and I just thank him for everything he's done, doing, and going to do in our lives and in others' lives as well. Pardon me, I have a cold today, so you have to forgive me. I like, you know, a lot of people share, they say, well, I don't know how to talk to God, I don't know how to pray, and all this and that. But if you go into Matthew you go down to 9 through 14. No, we'll go to 13. It tells you a model prayer to pray. If you don't know what you're supposed to pray about or how to pray, you just pray that. And it's, you want to read it for me, Sherry?
Are you, I don't have my Bible right here right now.
Oh, you're in trouble, girl.
It's that the Lord's giving me. It's coming off the top of my head, honey.
All right.
The Lord's just giving it.
Go to your Father in secret when you pray. When you say after this, in the manner thereof, pray, you are Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. It's just as simple as that, but it's a powerful prayer because it's one that the Lord taught the disciples and everyone else who didn't know what to pray or how to pray or what they needed to pray for. That's the model prayer that they use. Forgive,
yes, he,
to be forgiven,
yeah, he,
deliver us from temptation and evil.
He tells us everything that we'll ever come up against, you know, in our life. He tells us how to handle it through his word. You know, I was telling you a while ago that you don't have anything else to pray about. Pray for us. Pray for my eyesight,
yes.
You know, because I have really poor eyesight. I'm blind in one eye, and God brought me through some storms in my own life and touched my eyesight. I was totally blind at one time, and he's done some miraculous things for me, but I still kind of struggle with it, you know, and Satan would like for me to believe that, you know, I can't, you know. He wants to tell you, you can't, but you can.
Right.
But you can. If you let the Lord help, you can. So pray for my eyesight, you know, and that's the reason why He gives it to me, and it kind of sticks in my mind, and I can memorize those verses and stuff, you know, and the Lord just brings it up. It's like a Rolodex built inside of me, you know, that I can do that, you know, because he knows my eyesight's poor, and I need those scriptures. I need those scriptures to stand on and dwell on and to help others. That's the only way I know to help.
The only way we can help, do it God's way and make him the head of our life to do anything. Because if we don't put him first, things will not fall into place, and we'll be out of his will, and we don't want to do that. But I think we just, you know, we can talk about this also. You know, it says in Galatians 1 and 2, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. So God is telling us here. What's he telling us, Sherry?
He's telling us to have compassion for each other. If you see somebody hurting, you know, to reach out to them, you know, and lift them up. Lift them up to him, you know, in prayer. And to be there for each other, you know, encourage each other. Amen.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's telling us to do in that scripture.
Yes.
But, you know, Sister Shirley, I was thinking that sometimes, you know, it seems like it takes so long for the Lord to answer, you know, to answer our prayers. And it's not all the time that he'll move right then and there for us. And we wonder why for the delay, you know. Sometimes it seems like it takes so long, you know, to get our answer through. But I think back to Lazarus, you know, when Lazarus was dead. And Jesus could have been there, you know, long ago. He could have been there
earlier.
Yeah, he could have been there earlier. He could have done it, you know. But, and it must have looked like to them an unexplainable situation for them, you know. But that was because of their own humanity. They was looking at it, you know, with their own eyesight. And it's easy to imagine the doubts that may have been tempting the minds of those two women there, Mary and Martha. Because had they not informed Jesus of their dilemma in plenty of time, you know, Christ thought that they knew so well, suddenly became drawn and unconcerned, you know. But we can relate to doubts like these, you know, and that's kind of the way it was there. There was a delay, but it was done purposely. You know, and sometimes the Lord is trying our faith to see what we will do, how we will handle it. You know, sometimes the reason for the delay and, you know, in things, and we don't understand it, but, you know, God has a plan, you know.
And I think that's why it's so hard for some people, you know, to reach out and believe in God sometimes. And I've heard, well, he didn't come and save my brother, or he didn't save my dad or my mom, you know. And I said, well, you know, we don't know the mind of God. I said, his thoughts are really higher than ours. I said, you know, we don't know, there could have been something that God was saving them from, because he knew that their quality of life wasn't going to be good enough for them, and they wouldn't want that. God knows the heart of man. We don't. God knows, you know, he created us. So he knows what's going to happen. He knows what we need before we even ask him. And I know that doesn't give a lot of comfort to people. And I'm sorry to say, you know, I even have that question every now and then, you know, okay, why, Lord? But I'll just listen to you and I'll just accept it. I may not like it, but I can accept it, Lord, because I love you. And that's a hard thing for people to say, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not that God doesn't love us and he's punishing us, because that's not a punishing God. He's an all-loving, consuming God.
That's right, he is. And, you know, even in that story there, Christ certainly had not deserted them. By no means he deserted them. Uh-uh. Because he loved, you know, he loved his friends. And he didn't desert them. In fact, he loved them enough that he wanted a deeper relationship with them, you know. Christ knows, you know, just as any sincere Christian should, that kind of death must, you know, preceded true love for Christ. So we can perhaps see our sinful selves characterized by Martha and Mary. Many times I've thought of this story and put myself there, you know, how I would have looked at it if I had been in their shoes, you know. As we restlessly wait for, you know, our troublesome lives to work themselves out, you know, for a move from God, and, you know, just waiting upon the Lord. And, you know, that's hard to do sometimes. That is so hard for us to do. The human part, it's so hard for us to just sit there and just wait. But God knows what he's doing. The Lord knows what he's doing. Amen, Sister Shirley?
Yeah, that's right. You know, you brought me just thinking, and my mind just went blank for a second, so I apologize for that.
Bring it back to my...
Yeah, get back to...
Hallelujah.
I don't know. I just know we have a lot of people that need a lot of prayer, and I just hope they know that we have a heart for them, and, you know, because we have a heart of compassion that only God placed within us. Because I'll tell you, years ago I wouldn't have cared, because I was too far down. I couldn't get back up. I wouldn't have been able to help anybody. But by the grace of God, here go I, you know what I mean? And I thank him.
Amen. And, you know, I know, Sister Shirley, that you didn't call yourself into this. You know, in high school, grade school, high school and everything, I was so shy I wouldn't speak out at all. And now I get up before thousands of people and sing, you know, and maybe, you know, that's the reason why, for the poor eyesight. You know, I can't see the other people in the crowd, and I just sing to the Lord. It just comes from way down deep inside of me, and I just sing to him, and I work for him, you know. So, you know, I didn't call myself to do this. I mean, I could never see myself doing the things that God has put me to do, and just recently even in my life and through my journey with the Lord, you know. So, you know, God has a purpose, and he has a plan, and it's so hard, you know, for us to understand it all. We just have to know that we just have to know that we need to trust him. Put all of our trust in him.
Yeah. Let me tell you a story, and then we're going to go into prayer. I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right.
Are
we got
there?
A caller, Shirley? Yeah. Do we have a caller?
I can't tell. No, we're okay. We're good.
Oh, okay.
I thought I interrupted you, and I'm sorry. I'm getting bad about
that.
Interrupted.
body, and I don't want to do that. It's kind of hard to hear. It's kind of muffled today. I don't know the reason for it.
It is kind of muffled on here today.
It's really hard. You know, you just have to be in these cubes and know what's going on to understand what we're up against, you know. But we're here for one purpose and one only, to show that, you know, we love all the people that are hurting out there, and our heart just goes out to, you know, we can feel that hurt. The Lord lets us feel that hurt for people. He lets us feel it. He called us into this, you know. And we just want to obey Him, and we just want to be there for you all. So if you have a need today, call that in and let us have that. You know, you don't have to give your name. You don't have to give your name. You know, just give your need. You know, if you're afraid of other people hearing you, you know, and hearing your name and recognizing your name, don't be afraid. You know, you don't have to say a name, because God knows who you are, and He knows what's going on. You know, we just want to help you about the matter. Amen?
Amen, amen. Let me share a cute little story with you about faith and trust in God. My brother, Roy, I call him Deacon Roy. And he and I talk every now and then, and he just loves the Lord, and we just talk about what we want and how we would like to see God move in our lives. And he said one day it was so hot out in the yard, and he found this stick, and he said it reminded him of Moses when he touched that stick to the water, and the sea just opened up for everybody. Well, he's talking about Elijah, how the rain didn't come. But he said, well, I'll just raise my rod up to God. And he said, and I'm sure He's going to get some rain. And at first I thought, Roy, you're so precious. You know, God does those things back. And now this is me. I'm going to tell him the truth. God did those things back in the old day. I don't know if He'll still do them today for us. I said, then you go right ahead and try it. I said, you let me know how it turns out. I'll tell you what, he called me laughing so hysterically in love with God. And he said, I am soaking wet, Shirley. He said, I did it, I prayed, I walked around the yard, and he said, my neighbors thought I was crazy. He said, but you know what? I believed it. I believed you. God did it. And it just made him like a little kid. He was so full of joy. That's what we all need to feel more of, joy of the Lord. The joy of our salvation from the Lord. And I just wanted to share that because I wanted to encourage people. It's okay to act childish with God when you're trying to be happy and joyful and reach out and trust, because Lord knows I've ate a squirrel or two before, you know, just to have the word in my mouth and in my heart.
Amen. So, we still serve that same God. You know,
we sure do.
We still serve Him.
He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. We're the ones that change.
Amen.
I'm just glad to share that with you. And if He hears this, I love you, Roy.
Yeah, we need to see that more often. We need to see joy. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know,
amen.
That'll give us strength, you know, just to soak ourselves up in Him, and He'll give us joy, you know. Had to cry out to Him and ask, Lord, fill me back up with Your joy, you know. And He's done that, you know, through prayer and supplication and just asking Him. He said, we receive not because we ask not, you know, so we need to ask Him, you know. Tell the Lord what you need. You know, there's an old song my mama used to sing, said, Jesus on that main line, tell Him what you want. You know, we need to tell Him what we want. You know, and just like, you know, I was talking to you, Sister Shirley, I think it was you that I was talking to. You know, it does the heart of the Lord good when we ask Him for things. You know, it makes you feel good when your children ask you for stuff, you know, and when they're growing up, and it makes you feel good when other people ask you for things, you know. And think about the way it makes the heart of the Lord feel. It makes Him feel so good to know that, you know, we trust Him that much. He wants us to trust Him. Put all of our trust in Him. Amen. Put all of our trust in Him, because He will not fail us. He will come through for us. I never said a prayer that the Lord didn't answer one way or another. Might have not have been the way I wanted it, you You know,
right.
It didn't come out the way I wanted every time. But it was God's way, and when it's His way, it's a perfect way. It works out in the long run. It's for our best. Amen?
That's right. Amen, sister. Amen.
I can't believe, Sister Shirley, that all
minister to.
Yeah, I can't believe all those people out there ain't got no problems. I just don't believe that.
So I'm just going to go ahead and start naming off some things that we can lift up in prayer, and after the show, we'll go ahead and lift it all up because we still got like 24 minutes left. The number to call is 347-857-1194. Live talk, real talk with Sherry and Shirley. And the Lord is first above and all. I just wanted to say this. I found this reading, and it just really struck me, and it was just perfect for what we need to say today. It says, "It is not by my strength that I operate to do God's will. It is the very power of God that enables me."
Amen.
So I think God wanted people to know that we're not doing this on our own, because there is no power behind your own. It's all power through the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. So we just praise you, Lord. We just thank you, Father. I got some requests. Number one, I would like to see my whole family saved and my husband's family saved. I'd like
Amen.
To spend eternity with them in heaven in joyful blissfulness this time, and not here on this earth where there's so much trouble. I'd like you to keep my family in your prayers, keep myself in your prayer, and Sherry, that we would stand strong and faithful to God's will, and to continue to pray for each and every one of you. We need to lift up our presidents. We need to lift up our governments. We need to lift up our children, our schools, our husbands, our wives, our boyfriends, our girlfriends, and our friends. And I mean, we just need to lift up the homeless. We need to lift up our churches, believe it or not. You know, there's a lot going on in our churches today.
And our missionaries, Sister Shirley, our missionaries. Oh, yeah.
And I'd like to include Pastor Roy Ambala and Esther and his wife and their ministry over in Africa, who has been a blessing in my life and on our groups for over the past year, and faithful, struggling, but he is so uplifting and encouraging no matter what that man goes through, because I know who is the head of his life. Amen.
Amen. I want to lift up my pastor because he's battling leukemia. You know, and he's had to take treatments and stuff, and he's been doing this for years, and he's a good pastor. He doesn't throw the hot potato in somebody else's lap. He's there, you know, no matter what. Sunday he got down in the cold water and baptized too. I thought that was awesome. He didn't try to wiggle out of it. The kids didn't want to wiggle out of it. It was a young teenager boy that, and a little young girl, and both of them wanted to be baptized. They didn't want to wait. They didn't mind the cold water. You know, we need to have that kind of enthusiasm. And I have a brother-in-law that's been battling cancer for over 14 years now, and he's got four different kinds of cancer in him. And my sister, she said that I talked with her this morning. She said he was so weak. You know, so we want to lift him up in prayer, and God knows who he is. And, you know, just say Sister Sherry's brother-in-law. That's plenty good enough. God knows. See, you don't have to give a name. You don't have to give a name. Some people don't like their names called out, you know, or don't like to call it out. You don't even have to tell who you are. Just get on here and tell what's going on with you and give us those prayer requests. And if you don't want to do that, go to the Facebook there. Get on those sites right there, Coffee, Prayer, and Share Time, Healing Life's Hurts. And, put those prayer requests in there. I guarantee you, you're going to see some results, because I know the people there that goes on those sites, and we do pray and we do stand together in agreement. And I have seen all kinds of miracles. Sister Shirley, tell them about your sister-in-law there. For those that didn't tune in, you know, last night on the program.
Okay. Well, Elaine's 36 years old and she's got three children, and I got word that she had been on life support in ICU since middle of November, and when I found out about it the 1st of January, my brother said he didn't know if she was going to make it or not, because she'd just been going downhill. She ended up with a pneumonia, which went into her lungs, and they went in and tried to do something. I don't know why, but they did, and she ended up with an infection that you get in the hospital called MRSA. Well, she had to be on a trach, she had to be on life support, she couldn't breathe on her own, and my brother, he just called me and said, pray for us, just pray for her. So I put it on our sites, on our groups and stuff, and prayers come flooding in, and I'll tell you what, that girl woke up out of coma. They took her out for that trach. They sent that girl home within 3 days of her waking up. Hallelujah. That is
nobody else could do that but God. Yeah.
That's right. Nobody could do that but God. He showed favor on her and mercy and grace, and I hope and pray that it takes place and root in her heart to give him praise and thanks for that. So keep her in prayer that she continue her healing to get her motor skills back, which is part of delirium when you're in ICU for so long and in a coma, you really didn't know what you were, where you're at. You lose some of your motor and your skills, but God was good for her.
Amen.
Yes, she does love the Lord. She does. But she just needs all the prayer. You know, that's a miracle right there in itself because some people like that, they don't come about and go home within, what, 2 weeks? I mean, come on. That is God. Nobody can tell me it wasn't.
You know.
Yeah,
amen.
But we need to pray for people's spiritual healing, you know, who've been hurt by people who are other Christians. And, you know, we got a bad name of hypocrites. And, Lord, I prayed about that. And I said, Lord, show them that there are really people out here who love them and unconditionally and who really want to see them succeed in their life and in their walk with you. Because, Lord, help me. I don't want to be that hypocritical one that everybody talks about. But, Lord, I'm sorry to say, and you know it too, Sherry, that there are those that hurt people like that. And Lord, don't let it keep them down. Lord. So we want to pray for those who have been hurt by church members and pastors and ministers. And, you know, that's not of God. That is not of God. And, Lord, we pray that you would help those in the groups and the pages, Lord, and those in our hearts and our minds, Lord, that you would protect them and lift up a standard against their enemy, Father God, and free their heart and their mind and open their eyes and their ears where they can hear your word and receive it into their heart and try to live it daily, Father, and to give you glory. And Father, I just have such a burden for those who are homeless and those who are motherless and fatherless. And Lord, I just pray that, you know, you would continue to do a mighty work in them, Lord, because you promised not to stop doing a work in any of us until the day of completion when we see you face to face, Father.
Thanks. Lord, we
pray and
we ask these things, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray the next president we get, Lord, is Holy Spirit filled and filled with boldness and not afraid to talk and speak the word of God and use it as his weapon against the world warfare, Lord. I just speak that right now in the name of Jesus, and I would love to see that happen, and I know a lot of us would. And, Lord, you know, I pray for all this going on in the world about, you know, the white cops killing the black people and black people killing white people. Lord, I come against that in the name of Jesus because that is of the enemy just to bring confusion and division, and a house by itself that stands will not stand, Lord, together. It'll fall. If you don't stand with them and help them and show them that it doesn't matter about the color, Lord, we all have the same blood running through our veins because it's part of you. We are a part of you, Lord. Lord, those that do show racialism, I pray against them, and I ask that you pierce their hearts, Lord, and let them love and see your love and compassionate for all the different races that you've put on this earth, and we're all here for the same reason, Lord, that you would touch their hearts and allow them to see your love for them, to pierce their hearts to love them too, Father, as one, because, Lord, we are one in you. There is no difference, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, we lift up those who are sick and diseased and dying, and the doctor says there's no hope because, Lord, we know you're our only source of true hope in this world, Father. Pray for our nations. We come against all this political and all this religious sacraments that are going on, and the ISIS and all this and that, Lord, all the diseases that are coming in the world, Father, because, Lord, let me tell you, I know your word, and it says this, that we are coming into a time of sorrow, Father. We need to have our hearts ready, and we cannot fall and fail believing and trusting in you, God. We have to trust in you because you're our only source of hope, Father God. So, Lord, we just come against all that. And, Lord, we just speak peace where there is no peace. We speak healing, Father, for those who need healing, whether it be physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, sexually, Father, emotional, sexual, emotional healing, Father, for those who have been molested or raped or sodomized, Lord, we come against that. Lord, we pray that you touch those in prison, those who are in their addictions, Father God. We ask that you touch those who, beg your pardon? We ask that you touch those, Father, who are lost, Lord, and who need a Savior, Father. Continue to guide and guard all of us, Father, as we walk our path every day and help us to stay on the path that you have planted and our feet everywhere that we would touch with our hands and our feet, that you would anoint us, Father God, to bring forth your word and your touch to them, Lord. Lord, I pray for over my friend Sherry right now in the name of Jesus that you continue doing a mighty healing work in her body and her life, Lord, and continue her ministry, Father God, to reach out to many more than she's even thought possible, Father God. During her times of pain and sickness, Lord, you sure are giving her such a mighty anointing to reach people, Lord, and we just thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord. We just love you and praise you, Father. And you know what? I just got to give God glory and honor and give him the honor that is due him, you know. I love my pastor. I love my church. But this morning we were talking about God's favor on our lives. You know, my mother-in-law and I don't have a really good rapport with each other. And this morning she come in the house from work and she was fuming mad. And I said, uh-oh. And I said, all right, I'm just going to do it, Lord, because I don't want any adversity here. I don't want no division. So I asked her what was wrong and she told me and we started laughing. And I said, that's funny, because I would have looked at her and said, what are you talking about, you know? She could have chose to keep that in and not let me know what was she was upset about, but she chose to tell me. And you know what I told her? I think I've known her for 6 years. The first time I told her, I said, thank you. She said, for what? I said, for telling me what's wrong with you, what problem you had, because it made me feel better. And God, you know, what I'm saying is I give God glory because he adverted what could have been an argument or what could have been like, you know, walking on eggshells. God took care of it. God provided what I needed for it. And I thanked him for it, and I love him.
Amen. And he will. He will at the time of, you know, whatever's going on in our life. He'll do that for us, you know. Sometimes, yeah. You know, if we get in ourselves, we kind of overlook it. And we can't see it, you know, but if we'll just take time and take a deep breath and say, Lord, you take a hold of this situation. As I tell my grandkids, I say, you need to go back to the question and ask yourself, what would Jesus do? What would he do if he was put in this situation? How would he handle this, you know? Because that's exactly the way we're supposed to handle it, you know. Yeah. And I pray all the time, Lord, let us see with your eyes. Let us see with the eyes like you got, Lord. So we're not so easy to judge people, you know, and we're there for them, you know. And when Jesus walked this earth and he saw people in need and hurting and not doing right, he didn't run from them. He ran to them. Yeah. And I say, Lord, give us with this ministry, you know, and us reaching out to the sick and the lost and those that's hurting, Lord, give us that kind of heart, you know, that we can run to people that are in need. You know, not run from them, run to them. Lord, give us that. Amen.
Yeah.
And it is needed. It is needed. There's a lot of hurting people out there, you know. And I hurt. I know. I say, Lord, please send me somebody. Send me a comforter. And he's done that many times for me, many times. And I just praise him for it.
Yeah. And, you know, we need to lift up the marriages in this day and age, too, because they are so much trouble. They're so deceived. They're having open marriages and stuff, and that's not God's will, you know.
Hey,
and man, so
you know,
much...
Sister Shirley, I have a young man, 30-some years old, and he's friends of my son's, and he was kind of weighing towards suicide, you know. And I brought that up with those statistics and stuff there, you know. Last week I was praying for him, and I was reading and doing research and stuff, and I said, oh, my goodness. I said, that's scary, Lord. And then I get the word from my son. He says, Mom, please pray for him. He said he's got three kids. His wife's left him. And said he feels like he's got nothing to live for, you know, and said his life just fell apart all of a sudden. And, you know, and Satan does that to people, you know. He does that to people, you know. In time of distress, it's hard to see, you know. So I'd like for, you know, everyone that's listening to the sounds of her voice and to help pray for this young man, you know. I don't have to call a name, like I said. God knows who he is and what he's going through. All we need to do is just pray.
Yeah,
amen, Sister Shirley.
Amen. Amen. We can't forget, you know, that we come against that spirit of suicide, too, and depression and anxiety.
Amen.
And we pray a special prayer for over those who have lost loved ones and their children, too, Lord, because you know what that feels like, God. And Lord, it's a brokenness and a piece of them that's taken away that they'll never get back. But one day, Lord, one day, we'll see you face to face and we'll be able to see our loved ones again, Father. Never no more sorrow, no more pain. We'll be able to love them for the rest of eternity, Father.
No
so give them comfort and peace, Lord. Comfort and peace, Father God, for their brokenness, Lord. We just thank you, Father.
Wow, Lord. The radio line.
Pray against, we pray against those who are bullying people, too, at schools and in churches and in workplaces and home and everywhere. People getting bullied, and these poor young youth here, the devil's taken out too early, you know, and Lord, I just come against that right now, and I ask for a holy boldness and come up on in them, and they would just use your word and stand up on their feet and say, God says I'm worthy of love, and I'm perfect the way I am, whether you like it or not. And I just come against them because I've been reading so much on them young kids, Sherry, killing themselves and hanging themselves, and it just breaks my heart. People's words. You know that old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. That person
that's
must
not
have
true. That
temple.
Is not true. That is
that's
not
that.
A true saying.
That's
words
a lie
do hurt.
From the devil. That is a lie straight from hell. Those ain't nothing but words can crush you quicker than anything.
Amen. It sure is.
Yeah.
It wakes down. It
well, you want to go ahead.
Is somebody
ahead,
there?
Honey. No, you go ahead.
Oh, okay. It puts shackles on us. I keep thinking there's somebody in there because we're kind of getting some feedback or something. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out on my end. Kind of getting a little
It'll
bit
be
of
all
feedback.
Right. We'll figure it out later.
I don't want to knock anybody from calling in, though. Lord have mercy, Sister Shirley. That's
see
why we're on here. Amen.
I've seen him yet. Amen. I would see him if they come up, though. They haven't come up.
Oh, okay. Well, you got a way of seeing it. No, I don't. I'm kind of just in a box.
I'm in the studio there, and I can see it on the left.
But, you know, I just ask the Lord that we be encouraged to, when these feelings and things comes upon us, that we can take the time and find the spot and just get in that quiet place and kneel down and just empty out, you know. Our spirits, you know, our soul is just like an old ambulance, you know. And when you get that patient on there, it's full. And see, it can't take nothing else on until it unloads, you know. And then see, it's just an overload. Satan, with what's going on, he's just overloading people's emotions and stuff and their feelings. He's overloading them with the obstacles that's hitting them. They're not having time to heal over one thing till something else is hit or something else has or something else has. And there's no healing space there. You know what I'm saying? There's no time to get up and knock yourself off and just keep going. It seems like it's just so hectic. But, you know, that we can find that place and just kneel down and just give it all to the Lord, you know, and just empty out. Empty out like they empty out an old ambulance, you know, with their patients and stuff on there, you know, and make ready for new, you know. And we need to empty ourselves out like that to the Lord. We need to get in that place, in that quiet place, you know, and he rewards us openly when we can do that. I mean, you can see what God can do for you. That's what it means by rewarding you openly. you'll be able to see what God is doing, what we're seeing on the side, Sister Shirley. It's amazing what we're seeing, how we're seeing God move in things. It's amazing, but we know that's who we serve. He's an amazing God. Amen? He is so amazing.
Amen.
Amen.
You know,
Lord,
we can also use prayer for, if you go to Hebrews 11 and 6, we can use this to help our brothers and sisters who are falling away from God's word or those who are still not saved, because Hebrews 1 and 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. And that means God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, Lord, so we sit here and we're diligently seeking for those who need you. We're seeking for those who don't know you. Lord, we're seeking for those who are in pain, those who are sick and diseased and dying, Father, the broken marriages, Father, the children, our youth, Lord, that's going to be our next generation, Lord. They have a hard road ahead of them, but, Lord, with you, they can stand against the wiles of the devil, Father, because you're greater and mightier than anything. And we
just thank you
for that. Yes, Lord. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you for this program today. We want to say thank you for your anointing and your presence in our lives, Lord. Thank you for giving Sherry and I a heart to, and a compassion full of hope and grace and mercy from you that reach out to others who are hurting, Father, and to stand with them in their agreement, Father God, for their prayers and for their breakthrough and in their lives and their situations and their problems that they're going through, Father God. And Lord, we just break off all chains of the enemy off of everybody's life right now in the name of Jesus, Father, within the sound of our voices, that your Holy Spirit would come in and fill them with your love and your strength and your wisdom and your knowledge, Father, and you would just help them along their way, Lord, to learn to trust you, to learn to walk in faith and not by sight, Father God. And Lord, we pray that you help us to have a better and stronger relationship with you too, Lord. Lord, we can't do nothing without you. I don't know where I know where I'd be if I didn't have you and you didn't intervene in my life, Lord. And I thank you for that, Father. I just praise you and I love you. Sherry, you want to finish the show out today, honey? Got a couple of minutes.
Well, you go ahead and you give them the sites and stuff to get on and how to do it. And, you know, and I just want to encourage everybody to just open your heart up. And if you don't know him, know the Lord, or that you can get that help that you're needing. And because he's got everything that we need. He's got every answer. He does. Yes. And his word, you know, to know his word is to love him, you know. And when you study that word, that's, you will know him. And when you do, you will see the love that he has there for you, you that's hurting out there, you know, you that needs help. Don't keep trying to do this on your own. Don't.
We have 90 seconds.
Get on the prayer sites there, Coffee Prayer and Share Time. You go through Facebook. You can see it there. You can see the group. Get on there. Put your prayer requests on there. We love you. Pray for us, and we certainly are praying for you. We don't know you, but God knows who you are, and we do love you, and we want you to know that.
Amen. And the way to get on here to the radio site is go to blogtalkradio.com and look up Real Talk with Shirley and Sherry, and it should take you to our site on the radio talk show. blogtalkradio.com, Real Talk with Shirley and Sherry. Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you bless this show today, Father God, that it would reach millions of lives, Lord, to let them know that you love them, you're thinking of them, you're caring enough to send people out here to send your word and to send your love and your protection and healing and most of all your instructions on how to do life together with us and with you, Father. We praise you. We thank you. We ask that all minds and hearts be clear, Father God. Until next time, we hope to see you next time on Real Talk, Shirley and Sherry. We just thank you and praise you, and we love you, and God bless you, and you have a wonderful day. You can get on our sites and comment if we need more prayer. We thank you and God bless. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.